San Pedro Sula, Honduras, is now the most violent place in the Americas, as Mexican drug cartels have adopted Central America as a key transport point for shipping cocaine to the United States. To confront the rash of violence, the Honduran Congress in late November gave special powers to the military. Dubbed Operation Lightning, the new law gives the military the ability to stop, search, and detain anyone, and can enter any home without a search warrant. Within days of the launch of Operation Lightning, a prominent security advisor to the Honduran government and a well-respected journalist were gunned down in separate incidents. Protesters against the law were met with soldiers wielding batons and shooting tear gas. According to the news magazine In These Times, a growing U.S. military presence in Honduras is implicated in growing violence. U.S. aid to Honduras goes mostly to the military, and the crackdown there follows similar campaigns in both Colombia and Mexico. Former Honduran Police Commissioner Maria Luisa Borjas asserted, "People forget a generation ago this country was ruled by a military dictatorship, and many of the men who supported it are still in uniform." Israeli Tanya Rosenblit had a Rosa Parks moment when she got onto a bus in Jerusalem. The passengers were mostly ultra-Orthodox Jews who kept a distance from her, following their practice of gender separation. One of the ultra-Orthodox passengers insisted she go to the back of the bus. Rosenblit refused, asking, "What's so horrible for a woman to sit in the front of the bus?" The December incident provoked a huge uproar in secular Israel, where many view the ultra-Orthodox, or Haredi, as a small sect far outside mainstream society. But the population of the Haredi has doubled in recent years and challenged the equity of the sexes in public places, major corporations, and even within the Israeli army. According to the Christian Science Monitor, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the segregation of women in public. In early January, the military's chief rabbi issued an order banning religious soldiers from walking out on official ceremonies where women speakers were present. Some Israelis worry that the growing numbers of the Haredi may undermine the core of the Zionist state because many ultra-Orthodox men refuse to enter the workforce, opting instead to devote their lives to religious study. 2 years after the workers at Republic Windows and Doors in Chicago successfully won back pay after their factory shut down, other workers are waging a fight against plant shutdowns without the required 60-day notice. Bakery workers in suburban Chicago are fighting for back pay after their factory shut down without notice in mid-December. To add insult to injury, their last paychecks bounced. Owners of Ralph's Patisserie, who made cakes and pastries for Whole Foods and other upscale outlets, informed their 136 workers via a posting on their website that the plant had closed. The company failed to give workers 60 days notice or 60 days severance as required by federal labor law. In early January, the workers filed a lawsuit against Ralph's owner, Lloyd Culbertson, seeking damages for laid-off workers and managers. The suit claims Ralph's owners had full knowledge of the pending plant closing and should have given workers the mandated 60 days notice and set aside money owed to its workforce. According to the news magazine In These Times, the federal layoff notice law is designed to give workers and local officials sufficient time to deal with mass layoffs and organize retraining programs. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.